MCB offers vocational rehabilitation services to eligible consumers seeking to obtain or maintain employment. To be eligible for vocational rehabilitation services, the consumer must have a substantial impediment to employment due to their legal blindness. Require the services to obtain or maintain competitive integrated employment. Be able to benefit from the services in terms of employment outcome. Once determined eligible, the consumer will meet with a vocational rehabilitation counselor to discuss their skills, interests, and goals. The consumer and the counselor will develop an individual plan for employment outlining services. The services will be provided until the goal of employment is reached and the consumer can adequately perform all essential functions of the job. Services are highly individualized based on the consumer's needs and goals, but may include information and referral, assistance completing applications for benefits relating to legal blindness, including a certificate of blindness, MCB identification card, disability plate or placard, and MBTA blind access Charlie card. Assistance connecting with various agencies such as the United States Social Security Administration, MassHealth, Veterans Affairs, or other community resources. Vocational counseling and guidance. Explaining and discussing interests, career paths, and options regarding work, including interest inventories, resume and cover letter writing, assistance completing job applications, and mock interviews. Low vision assessment and treatment of impairment. Referring a consumer in certain cases to a low vision eye care provider to assess functional vision. MCB may be able to pay for eligible devices. Orientation and mobility. Training and travel and navigating new environments, such as workplaces and public transportation. This often also includes training in the use of a white cane. Rehabilitation teaching. Learning to perform basic daily living tasks again or in a new way. This can include food preparation, cooking, organizing, labeling, and cleaning. This may also include evaluation of magnification and other low-tech devices. Assistive technology devices and training. Evaluating, providing, and training in various equipment, tools, and devices that allow access to print and/or electronic materials needed for education and/or employment. College. Funding per semester is based on FAFSA's eligibility and determination of unmet need. Funding for books and supplies is also available. Assistance working with disability services to ensure proper accommodations are established. Job readiness training, including adjustment to vision loss. Making a referral to a provider for intensive adjustment to blindness skills in preparation for returning to work. Offering internship opportunities. Providing soft skills training. Learning interpersonal and communication skills in pursuit of new employment, specifically as a person who is legally blind. Job placement services. Providing either one-on-one guidance with an employment services specialist or referral to a community agency. This may include a trial work experience or initial job coaching. Benefits counseling. Making a referral to a benefits specialist to outline how Supplemental Security Income or Social Security Disability Insurance benefits would be affected once employed.